Jai Radha Madhava Kundalini Hari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvadakacharya Asatara Sadhu Sri Sriman His Divine Grace Lacey Bhaktivedanta Swami Raj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari. All glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Taramane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Vajarane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Satarne. Om Agenantunandasya Ganjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Svitamscha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshri Brishubhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali, text number 30. Is that written on the board? Patitam Parayor Vira. Kripaya Dina Vatsala Sharanyo Navadich Chokla Aha Chedam Ahasina Patitam Parayor Vira Kripaya Dina Vatsala Sharanyo Navadich Chalokya Aha Chedam Aha Saniva Patitam Padayor Vira Kripaya Dinavatsala Sharanyo Navadich Chokya Aha Chedam Hasaniva. Patitam Parayor Vira Kripaya Dina Vatsala Sharanyo Navadich Chokya Aha Chedam Hasaniva. Patitam Parayor Vira Kripaya Dina Vatsala Sharanyo Navadich Chokla Ha Aha Chedam Hasaniva. Padali. Patitam parayor vira. Kripaya dinavatsala. Sharanyo navadit shokya. Aha chedam hasinava. Patitam fallen. Parayo at the feet. Vira, the hero, Kripaya, out of compassion. Dinavatsala, kind to the poor. Sharanya, one who is qualified to accept surrender. Na, not. Avahit, avadit, did kill. Shokya, one who is worthy of being sung. Aha, said. Cha, also. Idam, this. Hasan, smiling. Iva, like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit, who is qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor surrendered and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Report, even an ordinary Kshatriya does not kill a surrendered person, and what to speak of Maharaj Parikshit, who is by nature compassionate and kind to the poor. He was smiling because the artificially dressed Kali, had disclosed his identity as a lower class man, and he was thinking how ironic it was that although no one was saved from his sharp sword when he desired to kill, the poor lower class Kali was spared by his timely surrender. Maharaj Parikshit's glory and kindness are therefore sung in history. He was a kind and compassionate emperor, fully worthy of accepting surrender even from his enemy. Thus the personality of Kali was saved by the will of providence. Patitam parayorvira kripaya dinavatsala sharanyo navadit chokla chokya aha chedam hasaniva. Maharaj Parikshit, who is qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor surrendered and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskadya De Sudarane. Here the rules of warfare are mentioned, that if your enemy surrenders to you, you're not supposed to kill them. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he points out, Aho bhata maha papam kartum vyavase tamvayam naraja sukalobena hantum swajanam udyata. Alas, how strange it is that we're preparing to commit great sinful activities driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness. Arjuna thought he was going to be very sinful by fighting the war. Still he says, Yadi naham navarte. That's wrong too. Yadi mama pratikaram ashastra shastra paneo datrasra renehanyus tanme shemitarambhavet. Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, but to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield. So the word is apratikam. That is without resistance. Generally the Kshatriyas didn't kill unarmed and unresisting persons on the battlefield. Although Arjuna is thinking it would be better if they did that rather than his fighting. Even Kamsa, after he tried to kill Durga Devi, and was unsuccessful, and therefore asked for forgiveness from his brother-in-law and sister. Finally, that night when he met with his counselors praised him that even the demigods, when they fought against him, he was too powerful, and therefore one of the ways of surrendering is that you wear a flag in your hat. And if you were having some difficulty in the fight, you take out the flag of surrender. So even the demigods would surrender to Kamsa, and they praise him that you don't kill such surrendered souls in the battlefield. Even their demigods, even Kamsa, he's noted to be a demon, such a big demon that Krishna had to personally come to kill him. But still, he respected the rules of combat. Even Jarasandha, Lord Krishna and Bhima and Arjuna came to fight against him, still he, because he was giving in charity, therefore he agreed to give charity to, even though he thought they perhaps kshatriyas, he agreed to give even his own head in charity. And then when they fought against in the rules, when Bhima and Jarasandha, they fought according to the rules of military etiquette. During the day they'd fiercely fight, and at night they'd be guests in the house of Jarasandha. Not that Jarasandha during the day he fought, at night when they came as guests, he surprised them, attacked them when they weren't looking, or fed them poison. No, they observed the military etiquette. The lack of military etiquette started, I guess, at the Battle of Kurukshetra. When things got a little out of hand, they started to fight at all strange hours of the day, and they didn't always observe the military etiquette. Arjuna, when he was fought against Karna's wheel got stuck, and he couldn't get the wheel out. It was stuck in the mud, because he was cursed that would happen. One day Karna, he had killed a cow accidentally, and the Brahmin cursed him that your chariot would get stuck in the mud when you most need it. And his spiritual teacher, or his mantra teacher, Parasaram, had cursed him that when you most need these mantras, you won't be able to remember them. Therefore, he was defenseless, trying to get his wheel out of the mud, and Krishna told Arjuna to kill him at this time. And Karna protested that you're not supposed to do that. I'm unarmed. I'm just wait a few minutes. I'll get my wheel out of the chariot, the chariot wheel out of the mud, and then we can fight according to military etiquette. But Krishna said no. He didn't observe the military etiquette when he killed Abhimanyu. They fought him. So many Maharathis fought him unfairly, unjustly. So he didn't observe the etiquette when he was trying to disrobe Draupadi. So why should you be so sentimental and observe the military etiquette at this time? So then Arjuna killed him. So we can see that as Kali Yuga began, then some of the etiquette became second place. That even great personalities like Arjuna and others, they started to violate, or we can say Karna, Duryodhana, they started to violate the military etiquette, and therefore there is some difficulty. Whatever a great man does, the common men follow in his footsteps. But here we find a great personality like Pariksha Maharaj. He was observing the military etiquette, or at least the etiquette for a kshatriya, and therefore he allowed Kali to survive, whether that was a good thing or not. If he would have killed Kali, I'm sure he had a few brothers and sisters hanging around, it would have caused some disturbance. But then, if a great personality like Pariksha Maharaj violates the etiquette, then where can there be any etiquette? Under some extraordinary circumstances, Krishna told Arjuna to violate the etiquette, or because of the extraordinary circumstances in the Battle of Kurukshetra, therefore they teamed up against Abhimanyu. Or they fought so as the war became more and more ferocious, it came to the point where the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, went to the camp of the sleeping soldiers and killed them during their sleep. So that's quite a, that's more or less the modern style. When no one's looking, that's when you get them. So things, early in Kali Yuga, they deteriorated. They went from bad and now they're going to worse. But still, without understanding that there's something called karma, it is not that anyone gets away with anything. Today, when you're asleep, I kill you, and I die, and then I come back, and you're asleep, and I get you when you're asleep. And you got me when I was asleep, because in my last lifetime, I got you when you were asleep. And this goes on and on and on, until people get tired of it at the end of Kali Yuga, and then they start thinking, there must be some better way of doing things. And of course, in this age, people don't even know what the etiquette is. They make it up as they go along, and they don't follow it anyhow. It's all on paper. And if there's some, just like they have the Geneva Convention, and no one follows it. And even if you want to make it appear that you follow it, you take some prisoners and you give them to another country that doesn't follow it and tell them to torture them. Probably gives the example of a person smoking marijuana. So I put your hand on the marijuana cigarette, so you're holding it, and I smoke it. Therefore, the smell is not on my hand, it's on your hand, but I'm all right. So this is modern society. You want to make it appear that you're good, so you get someone else to do the bad. What's missing is the law of karma. The reason why the Kshatriyas followed the etiquette was not simply because they were foolish or they were like military ceremonies or whatever else, but they knew that there was such a thing as the law of karma, and no one would get away with anything. That if you were compassionate at the right time to your enemy, then you'd get some good credit. If you were ferocious towards your enemy at the right time, you'd also get credit. So they were interested in credit. They were interested in elevation. And when people don't know what's going to elevate them and degrade them, then they do anything because they don't really know what the reaction is ultimately going to be. And therefore they find themselves ultimately in difficulty. Even if they win, they lose, and if they lose, they lose. In other words, Prabhupada said, in modern society, you can't win and you can't break even. And indeed, in the material world, it's true. Because even if you follow all the etiquettes, but you don't become Krishna conscious, then ultimately you lose anyhow. Because even if you get elevated to a very important position, even you get elevated in your next lifetime to a higher planet, but without becoming Krishna conscious, nothing lasts here very long. And eventually, by bad association, you may wind up in the lower planets again. Still, Pariksha Maharaj is not only a knower of religious principles, but he's also a great devotee. Therefore, even when he gets cursed and is in a great difficult situation, he doesn't become disturbed and counter-curse. But instead he tolerates and sees this as Krishna's opportunity. Krishna's giving him this opportunity so he can hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So although he's a great personality, spiritually, materially, but even in the midst of difficulty in the material world, he's tolerant and he knows that the real purpose of everything is ultimately, in the midst of good situations or bad situations, somehow or another fix the mind upon Krishna. So this is ultimately the example he'll give us. He tries to protect people from Kali, even tries to protect Kali, because he knows that this is all Krishna's plan. But ultimately, the best example he shows us is that in the midst of his greatest difficulty, when he sits down to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll stop there. Any questions? Okay, so we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.